Hello, my friends. This is Bishop Campbell welcoming you again to a short meditation on the theme of living the Catholic life. Yesterday, we celebrated the great solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. You might say, of course, that the feast day usually falls on December 8th, but since December 8th was a Sunday of Advent this year, the feast was transferred to Monday, the 9th. That is because the Sundays of Advent are so important in our liturgical calendar that they always take precedence, even over some of the major solemnities. And as I considered this feast day of the Immaculate Conception, I realized that the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception can be stated fairly simply and straightforwardly. It is that by the grace of God and preparing the Blessed Mother to be the mother of the Savior, from the very moment of her conception, she was free of original sin and remained free from all other sin. I make this very clearly because sometimes people confuse the Immaculate Conception with the birth of Jesus, but no, it is a Marian feast. Now, this feast day, celebrated also as the patronal feast day of the Church in the United States, is normally celebrated as a way by which to remember an extraordinary privilege that was conferred upon the Blessed Mother. But I think there is another aspect to the celebration of the Immaculate Conception that is important to consider. There's a larger meaning to the feast, and it touches upon the realization of the providential plan of God unfolding within our human history. A plan that was present from the very moment of creation, a plan that is eternally present within the mind of God, and a plan that will unfold throughout all of human history until the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This providence, this planning, is an unveiling of a profound mystery of God's love for his own creation. Upon the mystery of God never letting go, once he pronounced it good, it was to produce that good fruit in spite of sin and error. And aspects of that providential plan are revealed in what the scriptures call the fullness of time. That is, not simply the fact that it is at the end of a series of moments, days, hours, years, but rather a fullness because it is at that moment that God chooses to reveal an aspect of this providence, that there is a particular gift that God gives that furthers his plan in the unveiling of that great mystery. And the fullness of time is determined not by human planning, but by a realization of the unfolding of God's plan for human history. One of the extraordinary aspects of this mystery is that although God's providence will reach its goal, it does not neglect the freedom of the human will to choose to participate in it. God does not force things on his human creatures, and it is a gift and an indication of his extraordinary love for us. So that development of God's providence occurs in actual human history. It occurs to actual human persons. It occurred in the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who, living at a time which God determined was the fullness of time, was granted this extraordinary privilege of freedom from all sin in order to prepare her then to be the mother of the Savior. And when this reality was revealed to her, that she was to be the mother of the Savior, for a split second, well, maybe a couple of split seconds, God waited to hear Mary's response. Mary, thanks be to God, accepted. And her acceptance and obedience speaks something about the realization of doing God's will, the realization of the appropriate time to say yes, and a realization that what occurred in Mary occurs in certain forms to all of us. That in a very real way, understanding and grasping and living our particular vocation is true of all Christians. And understanding this vocation is the source of understanding the purpose of our lives and ultimately of our fundamental happiness and fulfillment. And this vocation requires two things within the human person, within his mind and soul and heart and intelligence. It requires discernment, that is, understanding and realizing the moment of a particular call, and acceptance and obedience of the will of God revealed in that call. Now, all of us as human persons, and certainly all of us as baptized human persons, already have received two calls. We have a vocation to life, to the realization of the gift of our lives and the acceptance of the responsibility to allow that gift to flourish and to develop. And as Christians, we have that universal call to holiness, a call that allows us to realize that fundamentally our life here on earth is to fulfill the will of God, is to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, to reflect the good news of the gospel, and to live in holiness of life every moment, every hour, every day of our life. This is our destiny, this is our purpose. But within those, what I call universal vocations, there is a particular vocation that God has prepared for us and will give us at the appropriate time. But we need to be able to discern this and to accept it. Now, I think Mary's ability to discern this was based upon her call to the holiness of God. In her prayer, in her meditation, in the manner of her life, she, in effect, understood how God works, how God speaks. And in that fullness of time determined by God, when Mary heard that voice, she discerned it as the voice of God through that message of the angel. She still had questions, and those questions are important to be asked in our period of discernment. But in her openness, in her ability to hear and to discern the voice of God, she came to accept that will of God, and of course, in a manner of speaking, the rest is salvation history. There is a justly famous meditation that was written by St. John Henry Newman that I should like to read to you because it captures in so powerful and so beautiful a way that sense of being called, that sense of being part of God's providence, and the desire to know it and to fulfill it. So St. John Henry Newman writes thus, God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I never may know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. Somehow I am necessary for his purposes, as necessary in my place as an archangel in his, if indeed I fail. He can raise another, as he could make the stones of a children of Abraham. Yet I have a part in this great work. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for naught. I shall do good. I shall do his work. I shall be an angel of peace, a preacher of truth in my own place, while not intending it, if I do but keep his commandments and serve him in my calling. Powerful, powerful meditation on that calling. But you may notice that as he meditated upon this, he realized several of the elements of discerning a vocation, realizing, first of all, that we are part of God's providential call. We are part of a plan in salvation history. It may be large, it may not be earth-shattering, it may be quite small, but it is yet necessary. And as St. John Henry Newman points out, while we wait for this call, we still do him service by keeping his commandments, serving him always, especially in our neighbor. And in this fashion, in faith and hope, every day we must strive to discern God's will in our own lives. It is often in retrospect that we discover how God has worked in our lives in the past, and we see it a little more clearly, perhaps far more clearly, than we did at the moment in which a decision was made. Every day we pray, as we pray the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done." And with Mary, we realized that the context, the atmosphere for true discernment is prayer and meditation on sacred scripture, that universal call to holiness that all of us have through our baptism, is a call that is already given to us in sacred scripture, the manner by which this can be achieved. And I think that as we continue to celebrate this marvelous season of Advent, we must realize that it is an appropriate time for us to begin to deepen our practice of praying for God's will to be known, praying for that ability to accept it as Mary accepted it, and to become obedient to the message that we hear. It may not seem large or important as the world understands it, but we shall be told its meaning by God in the fullness of his time. And in the meantime, we pray, we ask God to open ears and eyes to see that plan working out, and we say simply, "Thy will be done," and thank him for his loving care and his providential wisdom.